for a Monday, and that's stuff you didn't know you needed to know. It's time for a little After the Weekend Monday Morning Fun Facts, where some of these stuff, it's just like, what does that even mean, man?
Bruh.
Well, this is fun. Top 10 most dangerous animals in the world, according to a new article by Science Focus, which I read fortnightly. Top 10 most dangerous animals, according to science. Real quickly, number 10, lion, kills 200 humans per year. Number 9, the hippo, cannot be understated how dangerous the hippo is.
Yeah, have you ever seen the videos of that?
Fear the hippo.
Oh, my word.
Number 8, crocodile. I assume alligator is in with that. Number 7, elephant. Scorpion jumps to number 6. This is the assassin bug is number 5.
What?
That's the Chagas disease.
The assassin bug?
G-A-S disease comes from it. Kills 10,000 humans per year. Number 4, dogs. 3, snake. I will tell you, number 1, I would not have guessed, but it kills 725,000 people per year.
What?
A mosquito. Number 1.
Number 1.
Human came in as number 2 most dangerous.
We're doing great.
That's just Tiger
Nothing
Woods.
Nothing to worry about.
That's just Tiger Woods.
So big time heroes don't always look like Hugh Jackman or Tom Cruise. One named Kirk Moore has just a little bit of white hair on top. Clocks in at 60 years old and is not afraid to do what it takes to save our babies. He is the high school principal at Paul's Valley High School in Oklahoma. When a guy with a gun came straight onto campus a few weeks back without hesitating, you can watch the video on this. It's amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
He ran straight into the office, took him down, wound up shot in the leg, is recovering, and was crowned prom king last weekend.
Yeah, very cool. That video's awesome, too. Them all bestowing the crown upon him there at the prom.
Go Kirk!
Yeah, Paul's Valley. Fantastic. Oklahoma. They have an action figure museum there.
Oh, yeah.
A couple fun facts there. I don't know how fun this fact is. So, Tesla announced over the weekend that it's going to, and they've only been doing this in the Austin area until now, roll out its robo-taxi service to Dallas and Houston. Of course, it'll have a footprint that's couple of neighborhoods, then if nobody dies, then they'll expand that for a couple more streets. If nobody gets injured, then they'll just keep going. Actually, if anybody gets injured, they'll just keep going anyway, it seems, because now they're treading directly on the footprint of the Waymo autonomous taxis, which I saw one just this yesterday. South Dallas tried to take out a guy on a bicycle.
This is so disturbing.
He was bumper riding the guy that had no bumper. The bicyclist was up in the front,
yeah,
and it was uphill. So the bicyclist, who was in a bicycle lane that the Waymo thought was, I'm assuming, a lane for itself, too, and was just kind of, I mean, just inches away.
So why do we need these again? I've got a lot of questions.
Who is the person sitting in the Waymo seeing all this happen?
They're crying out loud.
Everything. All right. Well, get ready for that as they continue to take over our society.
Mark Phillips has some big competition.
Oh, no.
And it's coming straight from China.
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 It's because a humanoid bot has got the world record for a half marathon in Beijing at 50 minutes, 26 seconds. Beat the previous human record by almost 7 minutes.
Uh-oh.
And I do have to say kudos to the bot.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, this took over 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's really improved
so
its time.
So in a year, it's...
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be even faster. So that's fantastic.
Does that mean it's going to replace Mark Phillips?
If you're running in a countdown marathon, let me know.
All right.
Doesn't have those kind of skills.
Well, there goes the tactic of if they take over, we're just going to outrun them. That's fun right there. So, President Trump, late on Friday, directed Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth to release, quote, government documents related to UFOs. Says Trump, we found many very interesting documents, I must say. This is a quote. And the first releases will begin very, very soon, so you can go out and see if that phenomena is correct. He says FBI, CIA, all sorts of documents need to be released. And this may be in light of the recent legitimate questions. Have you seen the story about the 11 scientists and researchers have either died or disappeared, and they're all connected to various aerospace, nuclear defense, or other advanced research fields? The White House, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, she said the administration is working with the FBI in reviewing these cases. They say there is something very fishy about all this. Probably shouldn't have brought that something so deep up on a 420, but they're out there, man.
There's a lot of places to get a loan, but one major company going straight to the top. Trouble-prone Spirit Airlines. That's the Trump administration for an emergency bailout.
Oh, no.
And a few $100 million. As fuel prices soar, the cost of operating is not pleasant. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is set to meet with several discount airlines this week. Airline analyst Henry Hardeveld, I know you guys are really good friends, so you probably already know the inside on this. And I say, I hate to bore you, but he says that Spirit is, quote, flying on financial fumes. That's encouraging.
Just finally, as of last week when they ended up number one in a customer survey, they finally made it to the top.
I like Spirit.
Soon to be Trump Airlines.
MAGA.
Probably. And then finally, a fun fact about health. The health experts saying not being able to stand on one leg for over 10 seconds could be a sign that you're experiencing accelerated aging and face a higher risk of premature death. If you can't stand on one leg for over 10 seconds, could mean possible premature death. Or your Tiger Woods.
Bruh.
There you go. Those are fun facts.